I'm Daniel Murphy, Associate Professor of History, and you're listening to the Riches Documentary Podcast. Welcome to the Riches Documentary Podcast. Riches, the regional initiative for collecting the histories, experiences, and stories of Central Florida, is an umbrella program housing interdisciplinary public history projects that bring together different departments at the University of Central Florida with profit and nonprofit sectors of the community in order to promote the collection and preservation of the region's history. By facilitating research that records and presents the stories of communities, businesses, and institutions in Central Florida, Riches seeks to provide the region with a deeper sense of its heritage. This series will feature a podcast every 2 weeks, in the middle and at the end of each month, that will explore various aspects of Central Florida history. In today's episode, The Oviedo Chickens, Josh Pettit interviews several residents of Oviedo, including business owners in the downtown area where the chickens roam, to get the story of Oviedo's feathery residents.
Episode 3, The Oviedo Chickens. Surely the last thing a pedestrian expects to see on a city street is a farm animal. Walking down a sidewalk or driving through a city center and coming across a feisty chicken would give most suburbanites pause. Yet every day in the city of Oviedo, the public works, lives, and plays near several dozen large chickens that have claimed the very busiest portion of the city as a nesting ground. Even more remarkable, the city has embraced these wild animals not as a nuisance, but as a symbol of Oviedo's identity. Oviedo is not a small town by any means. The current population rests around 33,000, and the city serves as a busy suburb to the greater Orlando metropolitan area and the nearby University of Central Florida. However, this area has not always been so populous, and has its roots in agriculture, not housing. Oviedo, for the most part of the city's history, has been a pleasant rural town, as many in America were, with a very small population. Most of the residents knew each other, worked with each other, and took part in each other's lives, and lived the small-town life that is now idealized.
Growing up in Oviedo, well, it was like growing up in Mayberry. It was just a little, tiny little town. The mayor was the barber. You know, it's just one of those places where everybody knew everybody. There was one little street light. Then, I mean, back then, as far as the chickens go, I mean, people all around Oviedo had chickens, and there'd be chickens out on the street or something. You just didn't pay any attention to them. They were just, you know, as common as seeing a crow. You know, it just wasn't no big deal. That's just how it was.
Central Florida has been a major producer of citrus for over 200 years, and the Oviedo area was part of that rich history. However, it was not citrus, but celery that made Oviedo into a boomtown.
A lot of the celery was grown in the Black Hammock area, just on the southern edge of Lake Jessup. And so they had to clear that land, and they cleared a lot of land. As one grower told me, says that land there will grow anything. The trick is to get it to grow what you want it to grow. So the small farmers came pretty well to do growing the celery. But with celery, you plant that, you've got your money this year. You don't have to wait 6 years for it to start coming in. You didn't need much land to grow. You needed quite a few acres if you're going to plant some citrus. Oviedo didn't see the effects of the Great Depression or of World War II. They came through the Great Depression pretty well. Another thing they did in World War II, they had started blanching celery early on. People wanted white celery. Then in World War II, the demand came, heavy demand for celery. They got the buyers accustomed to eating green celery.
With celery becoming such a boom crop, it wasn't long before Oviedo's population was swelling. However, with the end of the Second World War, Florida saw an influx of population, many of whom were not interested in starting small farms or living in an isolated rural area. Over the decades, the city began to grow, building out of the old downtown area and modernizing. The Alafaya Woods subdivision was the first to be constructed, bringing in a mass of new residents who worked outside of Oviedo and who were not connected to each other in the ways that previous residents had been. Many are saddened that Oviedo has slowly changed over the years. the once insular small town has grown into a thriving suburb. But as a result, the residents no longer feel that same connection to each other as they once had. For those who had grown up in small town Oviedo, there was no going back.
Well, it's turned it from that nice little quiet place to live that was a great place to grow up into, like, you know, South Miami. You know, it's just, you know, people don't know each other. They just run around in the cars and go to the mall, and it's nothing like it was.
However, to many residents like Lars White, Oviedo's fire chief, Oviedo has not lost its small-town charm or rural atmosphere.
Well, I think we do, and I think it's, you could probably attribute that to our elected officials over the years, and the planners and so forth, but there's the appropriate areas have been preserved, the sensitive Econ River that comes through the town. The city could have just adopted the state setback requirements, but they added an extra 500 feet to it, you know, so they've always look to preserve and protect the community. It's a tree city. In 09 and 010, it was named top 100 city to relocate to. And as these hometown events, though, to me, are the Great Day in the Country, Taste of Oviedo, and many other things, I think are what keeps it with that designation, and truly a unique opportunity.
Cindy Shadron runs The Vine, an outreach center and thrift store in downtown Oviedo.
It used to be more rural, but now I would say it's more of a suburb. Yeah, I think that kind of makes it Oviedo stand out from someplace else. It gives it a little bit of special, down-to-earth feeling instead of just like everywhere else.
Interestingly, many residents of Oviedo have found a peculiar rallying cry to remember the days when this was a farming community. Around 1994, a single chicken appeared in the parking lot of a downtown business. Livestock hadn't been seen on the streets of Oviedo in years, so this was an arresting sight. People would look, but no effort was made to catch the stray avian. Soon, a hen appeared. Then the next spring, some baby chicks. Still, no one attempted to molest the chickens, and the people began to enjoy having them roam around downtown, the way towns will occasionally adopt stray dogs or cats.
We had a pet named Mimi that followed us in and actually stayed here and lived here for 2 months.
Really? Did yes. you feed her?
Yes.
And took
she came
care of
inside
her?
The store. Well, the rooster came. She left with the rooster. Mm-hmm.
To many residents in Oviedo, this was a blast from the past. A vision of what the town was a century before, when the residents were all engaged in agriculture. Though they are sometimes divisive, especially when talk of renovating the downtown area arises, the chickens have become part of the identity of Oviedo. Over time, that one small family of chickens has grown into several dozen, all living, eating, sleeping, and yes, breeding in the downtown area. The chickens have had a definite impact on life in downtown. Pedestrians will occasionally be chased, cars will be, quote, marked, and the most remarkable occurrence, traffic will yield to the chickens. Despite some of these drawbacks, the chickens are beloved by many residents and are a sight to behold for tourists.
And they had babies, and everyone was standing around, and they roosted mm-hmm. there for a couple of days. And then you'd see them cross the street, and truck drivers would stop and wait for these chickens to cross. So it's really their town.
And how do people from out of town react to the chickens?
They're amazed. Yeah, they really are. Some, they take pictures.
Really?
Yeah, they go up and they say, oh, what about these chickens that are in the back? I said, watch out for the one that runs after you.
But why has this happened? Why has a bustling community, made up mainly of upper-middle-class residents of gated communities, adopted a group of chickens as a mascot? The answer to that question lies in two parts. First, to those that moved to Oviedo to get away from city life, those who were chasing a country dream, the chicken is a symbol of rural living. These people feel that having chickens roam the streets not only makes their town unique and special, but it is proof, in the face of overwhelming evidence, that Oviedo is still a rural town. Forget the subdivisions, the commuter traffic, the schools and shopping centers. To many residents of Oviedo, their town's adopted chickens prove that the life they want to live, the simple country life, is still available to them. To other residents, though, those who have lived here for decades, it's not quite so idealistic.
Well, I don't know why they're important to them. To be honest with you, the yuppies showed up when they built the subdivision over here, this Alfea Woods, and shortly after that, all of a sudden, I started seeing signs around, I break for chickens, and it doesn't make any sense to me. It's the whole thing. They think they're living in the country. This is as far away from the country as you can get, you know, other than maybe downtown Manhattan. But they've got this idea of, you know, a chicken is the country.
The second reason the chickens have grown so popular is very simple. Marketing. Look at any civic club in Oviedo, and you will see the Oviedo chickens. The town, officially at least, hasn't adopted them, but nearly every single civilian organization in Oviedo has, including one of the most prestigious and influential.
Well, they're pretty much a protected species in Oviedo. It's not part of the town seal. Well, the women's club was instrumental in using that as part of their marketing over the years when they began Great Day in the Country. Mm-hmm. I think it fits very well.
The Oviedo Women's Club has celebrated Great Day in the Country, a sidewalk crafts festival, for 37 years. The club has also been a big part of the Taste of Oviedo, a food tasting and fundraiser for the city that is nearing its 16th year. Both events use imagery of the Oviedo chickens for their marketing and posters, and incorporate the chickens into the festivals when it's possible. Besides these events that have cemented the chickens into the fabric of Oviedo's identity, a great deal of merchandise has been designed to let Oviedo residents celebrate their city's special inhabitants.
When Diane opened the shop, let's say 20-some years ago, she designed I Break for Chickens because chickens were all over. It's a big thing. Chickens, in fact, this store has all the chicken paraphernalia that people come in and get, and we do the Taste of Oviedo, the chicken pictures. My daughter Diane designed, that's the original one, and she designed them and has them made up.
T-shirts, coffee mugs, license plates, and bumper stickers are all ways for residents to show their love for the Oviedo chickens. I Break for Oviedo Chickens has become a kind of slogan for those residents who support the chicken community remaining in downtown. This slogan comes from the stories of chickens crossing the road and stopping traffic, sometimes for long periods and sometimes just at the very busiest time of day for traffic. There is one particular rooster known especially for walking into the middle of the road, standing still until traffic stops, and then remaining there until his hens and chicks cross safely. While some residents might see this as a nuisance, others are charmed by the simple act. This sort of oddball story has found life in the form of these popular bumper stickers. I Break for Oviedo Chickens is a way that residents can proclaim that they are from Oviedo and that they love their city's chickens. Another more visible way of doing this is by wearing the very popular t-shirt, Crazy About Oviedo Chickens. Especially popular with the senior community, these shirts can be seen at Oviedo Mall year-round, at the Taste of Oviedo and Great Day in the Country festivals in great numbers, and dotting the tables at Oviedo's popular townhouse restaurant. It shows that all it takes is a popular figure and an enterprising investor, and anything can be turned into a piece of Americana. And so residents of Oviedo, many of whom live in housing communities and haven't seen a day on a farm in their lives, have found a link to the city's agricultural past. It doesn't matter how tenuous the link, the symbolism of the chicken stands prominently in the identity of present-day Oviedo. The chicken symbolizes the country life. It does not mean that these citizens wish to leave their houses to grow crops and raise livestock. Instead, the country life embodies all that those wishing to escape urban areas want. Simple lives, friendly neighbors, and a sense of community. Oviedo may have outgrown its agricultural roots, but the city is still full of residents who are crazy about Oviedo chickens. Special thanks to Dr. Richard Addix, Lars White, Cindy Shadron, Barbara Gagliano, and Albert Lee Dishman for their voices on this topic, and to Free Sound Project user Acclivity for the rooster clips.
Thank you for listening to the Riches Documentary Podcast. Feel free to contact us with any questions or comments on the program that you just heard. Please join us for the next episode, Central Florida Without the Theme Parks, an interview with Dr. Benjamin Brotmarkle.